Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointsTC.
E-A-G-L-E-S, Eagles.
Welcome in, everybody, to a breaking news football 24/7 edition here across the Jacobs Sports Network. I'm your host, Xander Krause. That's my co-host, Johnny Mack, John McMullen, joining me by phone right now on a breaking news edition. Evidently, Za'Darius Smith, the Eagles' newest acquisition acquired after the Week 1 game, has retired from the NFL. Johnny Mack, coming right to you. Your first reaction to that, not something I thought we'd be talking about today.
No, this one's a shocker to me. I mean, Za'Darius, since he's got here, has been very upbeat, seemed very happy to be here. This is a curveball. Still no confirmation. Obviously, he posted it on Instagram. No confirmation from the Eagles that they've been informed of this yet, but I imagine they have. And this is, you know, anytime something like this happens where it comes out of left field, I always think about Bill Parcells, because he used to sort of give the advice to all of his assistants who became head coaches, and he gave them sort of like a list of advice and things, and he said, four or five things happen every day in the NFL that you don't want to happen. And if you can't handle it, don't become a head coach. And this is when this kind of stuff happens, that's what I think about. When you get the curveball out of left field and it's just like you never expected it. You just have to adjust and move on. But yeah, he was playing at a pretty high level. You never know what guys like that have been around. It's 11th season, 33 years old. You never know what they're dealing with physically. So maybe he came back and it was just a little bit too difficult until we get more clarification from Za'Darius. Don't know what's really behind it. I don't think he got to Philadelphia and it was the locker room stuff and that. I don't think that had anything to do with it, but, you know.
You understand why people will speculate that, right?
Oh, sure. Yeah, sure. But, you know, I think, you know, NFL buildings are very sort of structured in the fact that you don't even, as a defensive player, you don't even spend much time with the offense. So it's not like he's dealing with any kind of gossip or backbiting. It's sort of very, very structured, as I said, you know, stay in your own lane, so to speak. So I doubt that had anything to do with it. You can't say completely it didn't, but I'm assuming it's more have to do with him and personal things and aspects, whether it's injury related, family related, something. He's got young kids, so might be something as simple as that, more than angst on the offensive side of the football, which is really not even his purview.
Yeah, we'll see. John, I joked though on Twitter. I don't know if it was a joke or not, honestly, because when you're at that age and you wait until after camp to sign, there's a very specific reason for doing it. Most of those guys are, you know, ring chasing. I don't like to call it that, but that's kind of what it is. I joked Za'Darius Smith retired because he doesn't think the Eagles are winning the Super Bowl this year.
You know, we talked on the show this morning. I don't think there's any dominant team to say where you couldn't overcome them. So I don't think that's it either. No doubt he wanted to play for a contender. I don't think he made the assessment that, all right, we can't win. I'm going to walk away.
We're speculating, but it was more probably played four games and was like, shit, my body's beat up. I don't know, though. I don't like to speculate on the physical nature of them.
Well, exactly. I think that's often I always Oxum's razor. It's probably got something to do with his young kids or something to do with his body breaking down more than anything else. But I know people are going to jump to conclusions. But yeah, I mean, I don't know. So I talked to him a lot. I joked he's already my favorite Eagle. He's very engaging, very happy, very seemed extremely happy to be here. So this one's a surprise to me, complete surprise.
John, what's the move now for the Eagles? I mean, like we were thin at edge with Za'Darius Smith on the roster, and he was the best edge rusher on the football field. Well, your best edge rusher on the football field in one of the worst areas of the team right now has just walked away, and you are now left with Jalix Hunt, Joshua Uche, Azeez Ojulari, Patrick Johnson, and Nolan Smith when he returns from the IR, which won't be for at least another two or three games, I think, minimum. What is the move for the Philadelphia Eagles right now, post Za'Darius Smith?
Well, there's no move right now other than to get through Sunday in Minnesota. You'll certainly look at the trade market. Unfortunately, there's some other things that you have to deal with now that San Francisco, for instance, seems to be very interested in adding an edge rusher after losing Nick Bosa for the year. So now you have more competition. They've already talked about potentially making the call on Trey Hendrickson. And the only thing I could say, Diana Rossini just tweeted out, I'm told Za'Darius Smith's decision to retire is a personal one. It has nothing to do with the Eagles. So I didn't think it had anything to do with the Eagles. That was my speculation, either from just his body breaking down, or as I said, he's got very young kids, and maybe he was with his family and maybe he said, you know what, I don't want to do this anymore. I want to go home. So I think that's more of the likely scenario. But yeah, from the Eagles and a football standpoint, it's not like you can bring somebody in and go pick up the phone and bring in a meaningful edge rusher. They tried to do that with Za'Darius Smith, and they did for a few weeks. But it's not like you can go out to the tree in the backyard and pick it off the tree. I mean, you have to hope. And you know, it was a silver lining of some of the injuries as Azeez Ojulari's gotten on the field and been okay for a couple games. That's what you have, and that's where you are. And you'll try to add something before November 4th, I'm sure, even if that's just a practice squad guy on a different practice squad, bring some bodies in and things of that. And real quick, I'm just getting this in. The Eagles have been informed of the retirement, so it is official. As far as reasoning, they're going to leave it up to Za'Darius for if he wants to address it. But all indications are it's personal, nothing to do with the Eagles.
John, I know you're not a big sack guy, but Nolan Smith has zero sacks. Azeez Ojulari has zero sacks. Josh Uche has zero sacks. Jalix Hunt has zero sacks. Patrick Johnson has one sack. Your edge rush sack leader with 1.5 has just walked away. John, I didn't think this room could be any uglier, and I think it just got a whole lot uglier.
Well, it did. I mean, and that's just this season. I mean, if you talk about career, I mean, the one guy who's got a lot of them in his career just walked out the door.
Yeah, right.
So that to me is bigger than what's going on in the moment. Josh Uche's played well. I imagine all of a sudden he's a starting edge rusher. Jalix Hunt and Azeez Ojulari, that's going to be your three main guys. You got to get Nolan Smith back as quickly as possible. That's probably a post-bye type situation. So we talked about perseverance as well this morning. You got to persevere. But this is, you know, for all those who weren't worried about losing Josh Sweat, It's nice to have a guy who's sort of a cornerstone that's been doing it for a long time. And this is just some bad luck. And as I bring up that Bill Parcells advice, that's what it reminds me of. There's always things that are going to happen in an NFL season, and you got to be prepared to roll with the punches. And this is not a positive development for the Philadelphia Eagles, to say the least. That is their best edge rusher. They weren't great on the edge with Zadarius, without him, and without Nolan Smith for a few more games. It looks pretty daunting, to the point you might even have to think about giving Jalen Carter or somebody like that more snaps outside. Yeah.
That's exactly what I was thinking. That might be a necessary thing that they're going to have to do. Because remember, John Obo's out. I think he's going to be out for the year, right?
He's out for the season. So
yeah. So Nolan, you get back. Hoping we get Nolan back in November, I think, is optimistic. But now it's almost necessary.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Nolan Smith is always was going to be important to this, and the fact that you lost him for four games minimum, but probably a little bit more than that, was always going to be a concern and wasn't already a concern. And the only reason Aziz got his opportunity was because of that oboe injury, torn triceps for him. So, but, you know, you have bodies at least. And Josh has played well pretty much the entire season. Aziz has done okay when thrown into the deep end of the pool. You also need, it's really, really key. And you hate to put this much pressure on the kid, but you really need more out of Jalen Hunt. And I mean, really need more.
I mean, I know you don't want to put the pressure on the kid, but the Eagles did, John. It's not you that's doing it. It's the Eagles.
Well, yeah, no doubt about it.
I mean,
yeah,
John, Howie Roseman spent all offseason. He jumped over every single dime that was available to him, and he picked up a nickel at every single avenue. And that's coming back to bite him in the ass right now. I know how he's great, and he's been a great general manager, and he is one of the best GMs in football. He severely overplayed his hand this offseason, and you're seeing it come to fruition right now. Jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel, John.
Well, you know, and there's so many moving parts to an NFL team and an NFL roster. We now know that he tried to acquire. I don't know how serious. I never take it too seriously when something is one-sided. So, you know, other words, you can say, well, I tried to get Micah Parsons, but it's not real. But, I mean, he was certainly willing to entertain that situation from the standpoint of making it just about money. They were certainly trying to, you know, reboot this, the whole situation pending for next year and what's coming down the pike. No doubt about that. But he was willing to shift gears if that type of player could be on the table. But again, it was one-sided. But I do think it highlights just how it's not as simple as you kind of laid it out. Like there are different things that never come to fruition that you're willing to do, that you consider to do. Right. Eagles example is, this is Minnesota week. Eagles wanted Isaiah Rodgers back. They wanted him back. They tried to bring him back. It didn't work out for different circumstances. So there's a bunch of things that do work out, bunch of things that don't work out, and most of the things that don't work out, you never even hear about.
That's the truth. Johnny Mac, good stuff, brother. We will talk to you tomorrow morning on Birds 365. Bryce Huff, John, has 3 sacks on the year. That's triple what the Eagles' edge rushing group right now has produced through 6 games.
Well, perfect example of that. Wasn't going to work here. Different,
I know.
Team,
I just
different
saying
situation.
It I wasn't saying it because we would have fit. I'm just saying it because it's out there, and that's what we're looking at now, J-Mac.
Yeah, I mean, and you saw, and that's part. Hey, I blame the Eagles for that, because I think if you sign a player like Bryce Huff, you should adapt to what the player does well, and they didn't. Robert Saleh did and does, and that's why he plays better under Robert Saleh than he did under the Eagles and Vic Fangio, because he's a good fit for that scheme. He's not a good fit for this scheme.
Well, I don't know who is a good fit for this scheme, but we need somebody quick or this thing could get ugly. We'll see what happens. John, I'll talk to you in the morning, brother.
All right, thanks.
All right, thanks, J-Mac. There's Johnny Mac joining me right here. All right, on a special football 24/7 edition. Howie Roseman jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel. I don't give a rat's ass what anybody, oh, they were too expensive to pay. Yeah, everybody was too expensive to pay. He depleted the Super Bowl defense that dominated Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid in the Super Bowl. And we all, me included, came back thinking everything was going to be all right. Za'Darius Smith has just hung up the cleats. We are effed at edge rusher. We are screwed at edge rusher. We have Jalix Hunt, Azeez Ojulari, Joshua Uche, Nolan Smith, who we hope is going to be healthy in November. And then, by the way, we hope he's good. We hope he stays healthy when he gets back. Guy can't stay on the field. This is catastrophic. And I, by the way, let's talk about something. I'm not going to ask John to do it because John has a press pass, and I get it. But anybody who's around this Eagles team, anybody who watches Eagles content day in and day out, anybody who stays up to date with Eagles reporting, that tweet from Diana Rossini today, it has nothing to do with the Eagles, is directly from the Eagles organization. Directly from the Eagles organization. It has nothing to do with the Eagles. What are you talking about? It has nothing to do with the Eagles. He signed here 4 weeks ago. The guy made a decision to retire in 4 weeks. Maybe. That was right from the Eagles. This has nothing to do with the Eagles. It's all personal. I promise. It has nothing to do with the Eagles. It's all personal. Okay. Thanks, Bob Lang. Za'Darius doesn't think we're winning the Super Bowl this year. That's for sure. Za'Darius doesn't think we're winning a Super Bowl this year. We got major problems on the edge rushing group, major problems on the defensive side of the football right now, offensive side of the football too, but I don't know. We all love Vic Fangio, and we should, and he's done a tremendous job. Vic Fangio is not a magician. I don't understand how he's going to get a good defense out of what he has. Think about it. Our starters versus the Vikings this week is going to be Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson, Josh Uche, Jalix Hunt. Who else we got out there? And two rookies. That's what I mean. I mean, he had the kids when he had to sign the contract. He was dating the woman when he had the contract. What change? Mate, look, I guess it's in theory you could speculate his body was more beat up than he thought. And five games did more of a number on him than he expected. I guess that's a reasonable theory. I don't think it is. That is it. Maybe it is. Dirty Air says, dude saw Scataboo acting like a rabid chicken and said, F the Scataboo! Are you telling me Za'Darius Smith got retired by Cam Scataboo and Jackson Dart? Oh, my. Za'Darius Smith has hung him up. He has officially retired. And look, I know we're sitting here having some fun, but at the end of the day, we got major problems. Like, I am not feeling good about this Eagles team right now. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I'm not. I'm always honest. I'm not. How could you? How could you feel great? Offensive line's not the same, and that's what our offense was built on. Offense can't move the football right now because they need to pass the ball too much. The defense was the only thing keeping us together for a semblance. They fell apart versus New York, and now the best edge rusher on the team, maybe the best playing defensive lineman, you know, probably not, but close to it, has now left. And we are now looking for edge rushers. We need the defense to step up, and they don't have the personnel to step up. The offense isn't doing a great job this year. The offensive line, I don't anticipate, is going to get healthy anytime soon. Oh, God. Oh, God. This does not look good. That's what I mean. He said he felt great. That's why I'm not buying. That it has nothing to do with the Eagles. That was legitimate. Nobody just tweets that out. Like, Diana doesn't tweet that out saying, from Zadarius, who might have reached out and said, hey, I had to hang him up. You don't tweet that out. This had nothing to do with the Eagles. That is right from a PR staff. Anybody who's been around these PR staffs knows exactly how they are. This is the same PR staff that threatened to call the ADL on Cilio for criticizing Howie Roseman, saying he's a glorified accountant. It's the same PR staff. They called me and said, fire Cilio because he criticized Howie Roseman. We're going to report him for anti-Semitism. It's the same one. That came right from the PR staff. This has nothing to do with the Eagles. Oh, baloney. Oh, baloney. I mean, you got to be kidding me, man. You got to be kidding me. I can't believe this right now. I can't believe Zadarius Smith just retired on the Eagles. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at him. I'm not mad at Zadarius. I'm more thinking it's a look inside. It's a peephole into the bigger problems that we have. It's a peephole into the bigger problems that this team has right now, which might be bigger than any of us have allowed ourselves to think they are. Unfortunately, that might be the reality. I'm reading Diana's tweet. I'm told Zadarius Smith's decision to retire is a personal one. It has nothing to do with the Eagles, period. Yeah. I call that bologna. That's a bologna sandwich. If you're eating it up, I hope you're enjoying the taste of it. Brandon Snyder says, my man Xander, would you waste a high-end draft pick on an edge rusher or corner to potentially help us compete? You're talking about trading right now. Well, look, it takes two to tango. I mean, who's out there? Who's available? And then you have to get into the conversation. Would you rather trade for one now? Are we ready to win? Or would you rather draft one next year? Look, we've done really good at drafting. I criticized Howie for jumping over a dime to pick up a nickel. Incoming report on that comment too, right? Howie Roseman jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel because everybody worth a shit he let walk out the door and signed a bunch of $1 million free agents. Report me, Eagles PR. Report me. I don't give a shit. Or do you draft well? At least they drafted well. They have drafted well. Makuba looks pretty good. Jahad Campbell looks amazing. In my opinion, Quinyon and Cooper have been excellent. Jordan Davis is shaping up to be a decent draft pick. Jalen Carter was a great draft pick. The organization drafts well. Do you want to trade one now, or do you feel like, are we ready to win? Guys, we watched a dominant year last year. We went to a Super Bowl. Do you guys feel like we're ready to win another Super Bowl right now? Right now, through 6 weeks, it don't feel like it. But that can change. Ah, man. We are really in a tough spot after Zadarius Smith. We really are in a tough spot after Zadarius Smith. No, I don't think he left because of coaching. Vic Fangio is one of the best coaches in football, dude. He's truly one of the best defensive minds in the game. He is. That's undisputed. Whether you like him or not, whether you want to play his defense or not, maybe some people want to be more aggressive, that's fine. Vic Fangio is an excellent defensive mind. Now, this is the biggest thing I think going for the Eagles. I agree with this comment. The entire NFC is shaky as hell. It really is. It really is. All right. But again, Theodore is bringing up the elephant in the room. We got a $50 million defense, guys, and a $250 million offense. Yo, offense! 30th in the NFL. Is not going to cut it. Jalen Hurts, 30th offense in the NFL, is not going to cut it. Kevin Petullo, the 30th ranked offense in the NFL is not going to cut it this year. Holy mackerel. The NFC is wide open. It's the main thing going for the birds right now. But look, let's just call a spade a spade. These last 2 weeks, it has looked. Doesn't mean it is. Listen to me clearly. It doesn't mean it is. But it has looked objectively like a free fall. Two straight losses in 5 days. You lost to the Jackson Dart, Cam Scadaboo led New York Giants without their best player in Malik Nabers on offense. They dropped 34 on your head on defense. The offense could put up a measly 17 points versus that shoddy defense. We get blown out of the water on Thursday Night Football primetime, again, by Jackson Dart and Cam Scadaboo. And now on the Monday after that loss, our best edge rusher retires from football. It's a free fall right now. This is a free fall right now. The Eagles are in freaking free fall. Shooter says he's not your best edge. Well, right now, Shooter, he's playing like our best edge, my friend. He is. He is. Who's a better edge right now? Joshua Uche? Azeez Ojulari? Jalen Hunt? Patrick Johnson? Bro, this offense has to be better. Everybody who was mad at me this morning for talking about the offense on Xander Time, if you're here, if you're new here, maybe you're new here. I don't know. Hit that like button, everybody. Subscribe to the channel. We'll be talking about it all week long across the Jacob Sports Network. Okay? The offense has to win games for this team this year. We can't put it all on the defense anymore. We can't put it all on the running game anymore. It's not working as well. The offense needs to be better, especially now. Goodness gracious, this is not good. This is not good. Za'Darius Smith literally hangs it up. Now I'm going to read you guys the stats. All right. This is right now. Nolan Smith is expected to be back in November. We're hopeful. Remember, this is a guy who struggled to stay on the field. So if you get him back in November, there's certainly no guarantee he's good for the year. He's banged up. He struggles to stay on the field. He's an injury-prone player. Nolan Smith, zero sacks this year. Jalix Hunt, zero sacks this year. Josh Uche, zero sacks this year. Azeez Ojulari, zero sacks this year. Patrick Johnson, one sack this year. It was last week, and it was the first sack in his NFL career. Nolan played 18 games last year. Nolan barely got playing time until after BG tore his triceps in November versus the Rams, Reyes. Nolan did not play a full 18 games as a starter last year. He played 9. Always bending the narrative to fit your... To always bending the facts to fit your narrative. I do like Patrick Johnson. You know, Dirty. I don't know that I like him as my number one edge rusher. But I like him. Yeah, I'm on a rampage today. This is not pretty, folks. Here's Brandon again. Oh, I got that one. Asumo Mori. When it rains, it pours. Cursed sports town. Man, is that true? We're not cursed, though. Don't give me that bullshit. Hey, I do remember, if I can wind back, just February, which I think was 8 months ago, I was on a parade float off of Broad Street, looking at 2 million Eagles fans celebrate a Super Bowl. So I wouldn't say we're cursed. Brandon Snyder says, I agree with you on the sky falling right now, but remember, we all felt pretty similar last year after the loss to the Falcons. More concerning injuries this year. Different year, not competent, but I hear you. Tyler says, if we lose this year, sell Dean and Nolan for picks. Why are you going to get rid of Nolan or Dean? Nolan, okay, might be a different combo. Dean, he's on the last year of his deal. He was a third-round draft pick. He's coming off a massive injury. So what are you going to get, a six-round pick for him, Tyler? You want to deplete our linebacker depth now even more, Tyler? We don't got any edge depth. We barely have any tackle depth because we traded Thomas Booker. The cornerback depth looks like dog water. Now you want to get rid of the linebacker depth too? I'm not getting rid of N'Kobe Dean. No, thank you. Christopher Michael says, Carson's about to drop 404 touchdowns. As bad as Nick, Kevin Petula, and Hurts has been, Howie has had a horrible year. Also, Edge wasn't good with Nolan here. Trade? I don't know what they're going to do. I don't know what they're going to do. You're right about everything you said. I don't think Carson drops 404, but he might have a game against us. He might ball out against us, that's for sure. Here's Nick. Can Tanner McKee play defensive end? He is 6'6". Tanner, get your hand in the dirt. Latin Inferno says, fire the offensive coordinator. Puts too much stress on the D by not scoring. Is that all on the offensive coordinator? I mean, it is on him to some extent. But how about holding everybody else accountable? How about holding all the guys making all the money accountable? How about holding Nick Sirianni accountable? How about holding Jalen Hurts accountable? How about holding the offensive line accountable? You know, last year, guys, I know we all forget this because we won the Super Bowl. We did have the 31st ranked passing offense in football last year. Now in the new season, where you're not running the ball as well, and your defense isn't quite as good because Howie jumped over the dime to pick up the nickel, your offense has to be better passing the football. They have Devontae Smith. They have A.J. Brown. Hell, they brought back Dallas Goedert for $10 million. Pass the ball better. It's not unfair to ask for that. I'm so sick of it. Look, I don't think the offensive coordinator is impressive. I don't think the players are impressive this year either. Holy moly. I'm still in shock that Za'Darius Smith just hung up the cleats. I mean, he hung up the cleats. Look, I'm not going to criticize him. The guy's got his own family. He's got his own life. He can do whatever he wants. I'm not mad at him. Like I said, we should be more equipped for a 32-year-old, one-year guy to retire. We're not. Because Howie jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel at every single turn of the offseason. Slay and Rodgers. Nah, we'll go Keely Ringo and Adoree Jackson. That's jumping a dime to pick up a nickel. Josh Sweat. Nah, we'll go Jalen Hunt and Azeez Ojulari and Joshua Uche. That's jumping a dime to pick up a nickel. Milton Williams. Nah, we'll stick with Ty Robinson, our fourth-round draft pick, and Byron Young and Moro Ajomo. That's jumping a dime to pick up a nickel. C.J. Gardner-Johnson. Nah, we went to two Super Bowls with that guy. We don't need him. $8 million. Get him out of here. We'll go Andrew Mukuba. That's jumping a dime to pick up a nickel. Howie literally blew this defense to smithereens, one of the best defenses we've ever had in Eagles history. He blew it to smithereens. And now we look like shit. And now we have no edge rushers. And now a couple injuries. Again, we're going to have starters this week. Keely Ringo, Adoree Jackson, Josh Uche, and Jalen Hunt. You're going to have four guys starting on this defense with those names. Now, I know we all love Vic Fangio. Don't get me wrong. Vic Fangio is a phenomenal defensive coordinator. Dude, he's not Superman. He doesn't have superpowers. He doesn't have a Harry Potter wand. Okay? What's that? What's the Harry Potter phrase? I never remember it. Abracadabra? Severus Snape? What is the thing? Wingardium Leviosum? What is it? Vic doesn't have that. Vic doesn't have that. I mean, he needs good players, guys. He needs good players. We're not giving him any good players. We gave him all Timu signings. and Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo are taking us to the cleaners because of it. I mean, we made Jackson Dart look like a veteran. He dropped 34 on our head on national TV. He had us giving up out there. We gave up on Thursday. Now we got Za'Darius Smith retiring from the team. We got no edge rushers left. All right. Our best edge rusher might be Patrick Johnson. I kind of like Pat Johnson, honestly. I don't want him to catch any strays right now. But shit, you don't want a Super Bowl contender for him to be your lead edge rusher. Jalix Hunt, Josh Uche, Azeez Ojulari, and Patrick Johnson. Nolan Smith on IR and Antoine Powell Rylands on the practice squad. Anybody think this looks good? Bird's got Z so effed up, he's quoting Harry Potter. And I'm no Harry Potter guy. My Nana liked those movies, though. Rest in peace, Nana. She loved Harry Potter. Holy man. This ain't good, guys. The Eagles are in a tough spot right now. They lost two games in 5 days. Za'Darius Smith is retired. The offense can't pass the ball. We're the 30th ranked offense in all of pro football. All right. The Giants just beat our ass on Thursday night football. Oh, my goodness. I'm struggling to see the light at the end of the tunnel. All right. I need to flip the script on this show. Can somebody give me the light at the end of the tunnel? What is the light? What am I not seeing right now? What am I not seeing right now? What am I leaving out? What am I missing? Flexen says, ain't no light. Ain't no light. 2026. Season is over. There is no tunnel. The light is next year. Holy moly. I got some light. I got a small piece of light right now. Dank, don't do it, Dank. Dank, you're my eternal optimist. Dank, you can't bail on me, Dank. I'm used to everybody else saying next year, Dank. Dank, you're a believer. Dank, if you're honestly, I know you might be joking. You might be joking. Okay, you're joking. Season isn't over yet. All right, Dank, I think you might have been joking. Just say, if Dank's giving up, we're fucked. I got one piece of light. The light right now is that this NFC is wide open. Nobody looks dominant. Nobody looks like they're going to take it. All the teams who have great records look like they could lose at any time. The 5-1 Buccaneers who are in first place maybe look like the best of them all because they're injured all throughout and they're still winning games, but they're winning them by the skin of their teeth. The NFC is probably the biggest light that the NFC is just not that good right now. We did beat the Bucs. I mean, we beat the Bucs. Bucks are coming. They are. Xander, we lose this week, punt the season, gather draft capital. Dude, don't tell me that. You can't do that 1 year off a Super Bowl with a young roster. That last year's Super Bowl was not the same as the 17-18 Super Bowl. That was an old team. That was an old team. Nobody on this offense is hurt, and we can't score points. Well, we have some injured O-line, banged up on the O-line, but here's Dank, and Dank is optimist. Now, I love Dank because, he talks through it all, and Dank's obviously one of our best supporters. So he says, I'm optimistic, of course, but at some point, you just got to accept reality. That's what I'm kind of going through right now. Look, we had this talk on Xander Time, and a lot of people didn't want to hear about it. If the Eagles want to have success this year, guys, how do they have to do it? The offense needs to go off. The offense needs to have a performance like the 2024 Eagles defense did. It needs to go off. It needs to win us football games. It needs to overcome giving up 34 points to the New York Giants. It needs to dominate. It's paid to dominate. It's built to dominate. The players in the room are capable of domination. That's the way. If you don't believe that the offense is capable of doing that, then you might as well hang it up. The way to win this year is the offense dominating. If they're not able to do that, we're going to have a hard time. We're going to have a hard time. John says, I can't do this. I need some weed, yo. John, get whatever you need, brother. And buckle in and stay right here on Jacob Sports, because we'll be covering it all year long, whether it's good, bad, or ugly. Nikki, I missed your super. I'll get to it, my man. I'll get to all supers. Nick says, can Tanner McKee play DE? I got that, Nick. No, he cannot. Latin Furner says, fire the OC. We already got to that. Freddie said, didn't this guy say he still feels young 4 weeks ago? Yes, he did, Freddie. And that's why I'm not buying the Eagles PR bullshit. This has nothing to do with the Philadelphia Eagles. Says who? Bob Lang? He signed up for a Super Bowl run because let's be real, he's a ring chaser. And that's okay. He was a valuable piece of this defense. He's a ring chaser, though. So was Sue a couple years ago. So was Linval Joseph. It's a thing in the league. There's 30-plus-year-old guys who are ring chasers. He was ring chasing. He came back. We lost two straight games. And I think he said, I ain't winning no ring here. I'm not going to put my body through this. We ain't winning a ring. Why would I put my body through this at 32 years old for a team that has no chance to win a ring? That's what it looks like to me. Maybe I'm wrong. Hopefully I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong and hopefully I'm wrong. What I'm not buying is the bullshit PR spin of everybody tweeting out, I'm told this has nothing to do with the Eagles. Oh, bullshit. Oh, bullshit. Nothing to do with the Eagles. Oh, Roll Philly, you might want to run this one back, my guy. This was a good one. We had Johnny Mack on at the start. Has nothing to do with the Eagles. That's right from the phone of Bob Lang. Bob, if you're listening, the general manager of the football team, I'll look right at the camera. The general manager of the football team, Bob, jumped over every dime to pick up a nickel. He depleted the number one offense, number one defense in football. And now Jackson Dart and Cam Scatabo and Lil Jarius Humphrey, whatever his name was, are hanging 34 on our head. And Za'Darius Smith has hung up the cleats. Good job, Howie. Way to let them all go, Howie. The Temu offseason didn't work, Howie. You got to be kidding me, man. You absolutely have got to be kidding me. I was so pissed off this morning on Xander time before this guy retired. Now this guy retires? You got to be kidding. I do not. This does not look good. Does anybody think this looks good? Can anybody give me some optimism? Please, I'm fishing for optimism. Bob Lang's going to report me now for anti-Semitism. He's going to report me. Good, Bob, report me. The GM jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel. He did. He let everybody walk. He didn't sign any big names. He spent $1 million on 12 free agent signings. And they all suck. Adoree Jackson sucks. Josh Uche's not it. Azeez Ojulari he's played one game out of six. All of the Temu signings are not working. The defense stinks. M. Reyes says 14 win season still in play. Reyes, I hope you're right. I really do. I really do. I hope you're right, dude. Bob Brown says, Xander, the only good in this is that he retired before the trade deadline. This might force Howie's hand to make a trade. I guess that's a good way to look at it. Bob, let me ask you this. Is this a team built to win with a trade? And also, you have to factor in, Who the heck is available? We're in week six of the NFL season. You don't have an open slate of edge rushers available, right? Micah Parsons got traded already. Who's out there? Who is a realistic candidate? Remember when I was saying to trade for Trayvon Walker at the beginning of the year? Well, now they're 4-2. They're not trading Trayvon Walker. Would have been nice. Would have been nice to bring in another edge. Oh, Xander. Jalen Hunt is good. Nolan Smith is fine. We don't need a trade for Trayvon. Keep the picks. Keep the picks. Howie Roseman had an awful offseason. Awful. If we add an edge rusher right now, what is the outlook on this team? Because the edge rushers weren't really good when Nolan was playing either. So you're going to get Nolan back in November, presumably. Yeah, Terrell, we shouldn't have. Terrell says we should have never let Josh Sweat go. Yeah, he's balling out right now. He's balling out in Arizona. Not like he made $30 million either. He made $18. Yeah, you're right. They still might trade Walker. And Dez, if they do, go get him. Edge rusher doesn't fix the offense. Chew me up. You could say that again, my friend. Again. I know Eagles fans, and I'm with you sometimes. Hear me out. I know we don't ever want to criticize. I know we don't ever want to be real sometimes about what the truth is. We spend $50 million a year on the defense. It's the lowest defensive payroll in the entire National Football League. I get it. It's circumstantial. It's because a lot of them are draft picks. A lot of them are on rookie deals. I understand. I understand. I don't need the spiel. I know. We spend, conversely, $250 million on offense. The offense is going to have to carry its weight. Carry the weight, offense. We about to have a $350 million. We might. Nah, they're probably going to let some of them go. This team is. I'll refer to Hugh Douglas, who always says, offense is a necessity, defense is a luxury. Trade for Garrett. Travis, you're joking? Travis, I would do it. I would do it. Now, I don't know if they would, but I would do it. Yeah. Chew me up. This is so obvious. Chew me up says a tough pill to swallow as the tush push took a toll on the O-line. That's not – see, chew me up. Some things in life are opinion. Some things in life are objective fact. Objective fact is the tush push took a toll on the offensive line. Landon Dickerson got two surgeries in the summer. He's out. Cam Jurgens got back surgery this summer. He is not the same player right now. Mekhi Becton, who's no longer with us, but was a big part of the tush push last year, is banged up and missing games in L.A. Lane Johnson came out of two games so far this year. And Jordan Mailata, maybe it's because of the guy next to him, hasn't quite been as dominant. The tush push took a toll on this team, and so did all the running attempts last year. Maybe more than on Saquon. They took it on the offensive line. Here's Ray. Z, you're acting like Howie's going to stand pat the rest of the season. He's got to do something to help the defense. Hey, Ray, he had every opportunity in the summer. Hey, Ray, he jumped over. There was 20 dimes lined up, Ray. All he had to do was pick a couple of them up, Ray. He jumped over every single one and said, I'll take a penny here and a nickel here and a penny here and a nickel here. Jumped over a dime to pick up a nickel. And you're now dealing with the ramifications of when a guy who's played with us for five games retires, all hell is breaking loose. Jumped the dime to pick the nickel. Yeah, well, you are talking now, but you're acting like you can undo the damage by trading some dudes right now. Dude, you can't undo all that damage. You can't just make a trade and say, okay, we're back. It doesn't work like that, dude. Doesn't work like that. Big Track says, it's what happens when you're low on cap space. Hey, Big Track, why are we low on cap space? Big Track, question for you, Big Dog. Why are we low on cap space? Can anybody tell me why we're low on cap space? Anybody have the answer why we're low on cap space? Thank you, Trag. Because the $250 million offense, which is good for 30th in pro football right now, has all the money. Now, they don't produce like they have the money, but apparently we're not allowed to talk about that or we're an Eagle hater. Okay. Offense has to step up. If they don't, the season is cooked. We can't rely on the defense again. We cannot. We cannot rely on the defense again. $250 million and we're 30th in pro football. Let's get to some super chats. Josh Herman says, the hard truth is the GM overvalued his picks and now we're screwed. This isn't going to be our season. Unfortunately, Xander, you're right there. There is no quick fix. Josh, I hope I'm wrong about the season, but I do think I'm not. Philly to Chicago says, here's your optimism. Thank you. I need some. The plan all along was to play for next year. Injuries weren't planned out. Gambled on Tebow guys and lost. Is that optimism? Now we're gambling for next year's? Is that what it is? I mean, look, honestly, if they were honest about that and just said, guys, we ain't going to be ready to win this year. We're gearing up for next year. I'd almost love that more because it's like 22 into the Super Bowl, 23 we sucked. 24 we win the Super Bowl, 25 we stink. Maybe. Not don't stink yet, but maybe we end up stinking. 26 we dominate. I can live with that. That's better than what we've been in the past. Every other year we're good. I can live with that. But that's not why they're selling it. And that's certainly not the way the offense is built. I appreciate the optimism. I'm just not feeling it. B Pumper says, Jesus, that leadership in the locker room might be cooked. How do we let those soft-spoken dudes get captain's patches? We need real dogs. Pump, try and refrain from using the Lord's name in vain in the super chats, please. JD3 says, it all went downhill when we let go of Harrison. Hard knocks this season, too. Can't wait. Oh, my. Abe, that PR staff that submitted us to the ADL because we said Howie had a bad offseason one year, called us anti-Semites because Howie had a bad offseason. Crazy. They have a full-time gig right now managing the producers of Hard Knocks. They are going to be so far up HBO's ass. There might be barely any Eagles footage because they're going to be so far up their ass about what they can show. They are so afraid of their image. They ain't going to show us shit. Julian says, Howie being cheap is hurting us on offense and defense. Not on offense. They're spending $250. What do you mean on offense? Where are they being cheap on offense? Oh, you're saying because the defense stinks, it's not helping the offense? Maybe. The offense has to carry its weight, dude. I'm done caping for them. I'm sorry. Dude, enough is enough. You make $250 million. You have A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, Dallas Goedert, Jalen Hurts, Lane Johnson, Jordan Mailata, Cam Jurgens, Landon Dickerson, Saquon Barkley, Dallas Goedert. We're the 30th ranked offense. Jackson Dart looked better with Cam Scatterboo, Wandale Robinson, and little Jarius Humphrey. Or little Jordan Humphrey, whatever his name is. Can't remember that guy's name to save my life. Yeah, Afredo. Is it really all on the offensive coordinator? Afredo, I want you to think that one through, Afredo. Last year, we had the 31st ranked passing game in football. Are you sure it's all on Kevin Petullo? It has nothing to do with the guys making all the money. Holy shit. Holy shit. Nick says, I don't know if we win more than 9 games. Nick, I don't know what we're going to be. Cormac Bryama, I don't know how to pronounce that. Sorry if I messed that up, bro. Hurts is the problem. Very limited in passing the ball. Give Tanner the same offense and see the difference. There is no Cooper without Tanner. Look, Hurts is a problem. People don't want to admit it. You're fighting an uphill battle when you say this because he won a Super Bowl 8 months ago. I get it. But he is a problem. He's not the only problem. He is a problem. Devontae says, hate to say it, bro. I don't know if we cooked in the oven yet, but the heat is starting to bake. Devontae! At least you brought some humor. You told me we were fucked, but at least you brought some humor with it. At least you brought some humor with it. Oh, man. Shit, Devontae. Kelly says, brother, the lights is dim, LOL. Kelly, I know they are, dude. This offense has to step up. The offense has to step up. Come on, offense. Brian Pumper got that one. Maverick says, put Howie back in the closet. No, I'm not going to say Howie's not a good GM. Howie overplayed his hand this offseason. Howie had an awful offseason. Howie fucked up the defense at every turn. And the offense that he paid rightly is not performing up to standard. That's not a Howie problem. Howie not, the offense being 30th is not a Howie problem. All right. That's all this channel do is cry. Then go to a different channel, dude. I don't give a fuck if you're here or not. What do you think? My success relies on Public Enemy 1 Bird Gang 360? Nobody fucking knows you. I never even heard of you. It's the first time I ever seen you here. What do you think? The channel relies on you? Get lost. I don't even need you here. Goody says, get fired up. You should. WTF, Super Bowl hangover? Maybe. Maybe that's what it is. Worst Behavior says, only option would be trading some offense players to free up cash to pay a needed defensive player. If so, who are you comfortable letting go? Now that is a conversation that people are not ready for. Okay. Okay. Oh, man. Za'Darius Smith is officially retired, everybody. The edge rushing room is no good right now. You're looking at Joshua Uche, Aziz Ojulari. Hopefully, Nolan Smith's tricep heals. I mean, guys, he had the tricep problem in the Super Bowl. He got operated on in the summer. He still has the tricep problem. Are we still under the impression that Nolan Smith is going to just come back and be all good? And be all good? I'm not. Bob says, Xander, it's a Howie problem because he gave the first-time driver the keys to the $250 million offense. Why are you under the impression that Howie Roseman chose Kevin Petula? Bob, you think Howie Roseman chose Kevin Petula? Really? Bob, I know you don't think that. I know you don't think that. Howie signed off on it. Yeah, most coaches can pick their coordinator when they win a Super Bowl. It doesn't surprise me that Howie signed off on it. You know, it's kind of the right thing to do as a GM. Nick's incompetence. I'm getting out of here. I'm pissed. I'm not in a good mood. I wasn't in a good mood on Xander time. I got pissed off there. Then at the very end of it, Za'Darius Smith retires. ZM, thank you, bro. Appreciate you for becoming a member on the site. I see it. Thanks, dude. Who's Ching Chong Wonton? I'm going to fuck you up. You ain't fucking anybody up. Nobody's scared of you, Ching Chong Wonton. Okay, buddy. He wants to meet up. Oh, did you not like my takes on the Eagles? Oh, you shad. You shad, buddy? You shad? Okay. Okay. I'll meet you on Broad Street. I hear you, Z. I got to go, too. This is infuriating. Yeah, it is. No doubt. No doubt. All right. I'm out of here. Love all you guys, including Ching Chong. Appreciate you being here, Ching Chong. Ching Chong, the Eagles' offense needs to be better, Ching Chong. Hey, Ching Chong, 30th on offense isn't going to cut it, Ching Chong. Hey, Mr. Ching Chong, we got time, Ching Chong. The offense has to be better, Ching Chong Wonton. Let me get to the supers. Nick says, can we be honest? Hurts isn't the guy. We won a Super Bowl with him 8 months ago. I can't go there yet. Junior says, Sills is going to have a field day, as he should. Sean says, stop blaming the OC. He's limited because of Wishbone. He looked great with McKay. Herman says, Z, come on to Big Sills. Fire it up, brother. You know I will be. Kevin Odin says, new member. Thank you, Kevin. You'll be entered into the giveaways. I do have, for anybody who is a member, all right, even people like Ching Chong, you know, we do give away a boatload of jerseys on the channel. So I got a bunch of jerseys to give away. Speaking of Jalen Hurts, here's a Jalen Hurts jersey to give away. So I got a bunch of jerseys to give away. All right, we're going to do them. We do them when we get qualified. We'll do one tomorrow because Jalen did have over 275 yards. So we'll have a jersey to give away for tomorrow. All right, and we will do that tomorrow. Appreciate everybody for being here today. It's a tough one. It's a tough one. Za'Darius Smith retired. Will the Eagles be able to prevail on defense? I am not sure. Love all you guys. See you next time.
EAGLES, Eagles.